No.
Between a mountain and a hill. I don't think I was at the moment.
Okay.
Would you give me the name?
That's fine. Well, I suspect in North Florida you don't have any, because there aren't any things bigger than hills here. But in some places they're called buttes, or they're called...
Butte?
Yeah.
B-U-T-T-E.
Mm-hmm. Or in some places they're called knobs. K-N-O-B.
Well, now in North Carolina they have knobs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know of any buttes this side of Arizona and North Montana.
Well, there are some in the Dakotas. And
well, that would be, the Dakotas and Montana.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether there are any in the southeast.
I don't know of a butte.
But the word knob and also knoll, K-N-O-L-L.
Knolls and knobs,
mm-hmm.
I think, are used in the south, in the east of the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know of a butte east of the Mississippi River. There might be some up in the West Virginia somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know of them.
I think you're probably right.
But knolls and knobs are used, but I didn't think of it at the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call the low part of a mountain that a road goes through? Let's say between two mountains.
A valley.
Well, between two mountains?
A divide or a valley.
Okay.
They call it
a low place between two mountains.
I know what you're talking about. It's the gorge is one of them. I know the places you're talking about, but I forget the name that they call it.
Well, would you say it's a notch?
A what?
Or a notch?
No, I never heard of it.
Or a gap?
A gap. A gap's a word.
Okay. And you've never heard the
word? I've heard of many gaps.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't recall the word not. The popular word through the Carolinas is gap. The word I was trying to think of was gap.
Mm-hmm. As in Cumberland Gap.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know of many gaps.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the place where a large amount of water falls over the side?
Well, waterfalls.
A waterfall. Okay. What materials can go into highway construction? What materials can roads be made out of?
Well, a rock and asphalt and concrete are the most generally used materials.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sand, of course, is part of the concrete. Cement.
A road that had rock would be called a
rock. Well, a road is made out of rock, and like a macadam.
Let's say if it had loose rock on it, it would be called
a gravel road.
Okay, and if it didn't have any covering at all, it didn't have asphalt or gravel or anything, it would be a.
It could be called on a dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
Down in this, before we had paved roads, we had a popular road down in this area was called a sand clay road.
Mm-hmm.
Because just a plain dirt road made out from the